At that time, I was behaving like a medical scientist, exploring the limits within which one could effectively immunize with a non-replicating, non-multiplying virus. So it was not a matter of why I chose that. I was investigating to see whether it could be done, and it could be done. And then we determined the parameters within which, in terms of dose and quantity and duration and persistence, so what kind of immunity of an immune response was required. In that way, I began to develop an understanding of the principles of vaccinology as applied to poliomyelitis as well as influenza. So that was the attitude that prevailed at that time. It was not simply empirical, it was a theoretical experimental approach.